Next, we're going to visit a former Soviet republic that is joining the global economy, but not necessarily to everyone's benefit. Georgia used to be one of the wealthiest and most privileged Soviet republics. It's home to what used to be called the Soviet Riviera on the Black Sea coast. But 20 years of independence and a market economy have not worked out for everyone. And that is one of the problems facing the newly re-elected president, Mikhail Saakashvili. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer has more.
Mikhail Saakashvili may have hoped last month's election would help lessen his country's political divisions. But this is a country with strong political feelings. Many of the president's critics say he's an autocrat who doesn't care about the welfare of the Georgian people. But his supporters credit him with reforming a failing post-communist state. Here on one of the narrow, winding streets of Tbilisi's old town, nestled between the Mtkvari River and the steep, picturesque foothills of the Caucasus Mountains, there are new hip cafes amid the old houses with their enclosed wooden balconies. Tbilisi has always seemed surprisingly cosmopolitan, but 5 years ago it was literally crumbling. Now it's coming back to life. Inside one cafe, waiter Vasily Ameridze says the number of customers is growing. Life is changing for the better, but in some ways it's more difficult, he says. We're becoming more like Europe. Now you have to work hard and prices for everything are rising. Ameridze credits Mikhail Saakashvili for changing the country's course since the Rose Revolution of 2003. The president is liberalizing the economy, cracking down on corruption, building roads, and says his country has become a beacon for other post-Soviet states.
We are a democracy in the region where democracy is not meant to be. We are an economic success story in the region where there were only stories of failures lately. And we are a country with vibrant civil society, where civil society was not the most natural thing to have.
But Georgia still has a very long way to go. Many Georgians, especially in the countryside, still live in poverty. And Georgia's former imperial master, Russia, is furious over Saakashvili's push to join NATO and integrate with the West. Moscow backs two separatist regions inside Georgia. But when Russia enacted an economic blockade against Tbilisi in 2006, it backfired by helping force economic reform. Saakashvili says the economy grew 13% last year. Although that growth is more visible in Tbilisi than anywhere else, the opposition's base of support is in the capital. In a dusty vaulted wine cellar underneath a shop on Tbilisi's main thoroughfare, owner Vasha Ulargishvili moves bottles of sparkling wine to encourage the aging process. Ulargishvili says his business selling Georgia's most famous product is doing all right, but it's not growing because the authorities aren't doing enough to help average Georgians. There are only very rich and poor in this country, he says. There's no middle class to buy our products. There may be a lot of construction now, but there was a lot of building under the Soviet Union, too. Saakashvili's critics say the president exposed his authoritarian nature last November when he ordered riot police to violently break up a peaceful protest, a move that shocked Georgia's Western allies. Saakashvili called last month's election to defuse the political crisis and reassert his authority. Saakashvili's supporters admit he made decisions without consulting others, but say the protest taught him to work with his opponents. Inside a small house in a quiet residential suburb, members of the Kamashadze family clink glasses of dark local wine over a traditional Georgian toast to good health. Bank worker Verika Kamashadze says she's among the many Georgians whose lives have improved under Saakashvili. I'm happy because I have a steady job that pays a decent salary, she says. When I come home late at night, I'm no longer afraid. The street lamps work and there are police patrols. You just can't compare Georgia today with what it used to be like. The Kamashadzes say Georgia considers itself part of Europe. But many here believe whether this country's reforms ultimately succeed isn't up to the president, but depends on the Georgian people and whether they want to modernize their country. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News.